You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
You know, Jimmy Swaggart said that the devil wrote rock and roll, and I don't think that's true because there just are not enough hours in the day. But maybe certain songs. I'll allow for that. So here's my list of songs I could believe the devil wrote. Elvira, 99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall, the theme from Friends, and that one where Paula Abdul dances with a cartoon cat. Today I'm going to play songs from Thelonious Monster, a cut by a band called Peter and the Rabbits. I want to compare two cuts. One that a lot of people have heard, an old comedy bit by Cheech and Chong, but a cut that not a lot of people have heard that it was based on by a Chicago act called The Brighter Side of Darkness. And some other songs. The first show went well. I want to thank people who sent emails and stuff congratulating me for getting it off the ground. And let's hope it keeps going okay. And let's get straight to the music. This is from a record called Baby, You're Bumming Me Out in a Supreme Fashion. It's by Thelonious Monster, and it's called Try. We'll be right back.
place, a place to hide away. Chase up through the darkest night. She don't know wrong from right. I walk the streets alone. Someone I got my eyes upon.
From 1967, that's Peter and the Rabbits with Someone I've Got My Eyes Upon. Those guys are from Tennessee, which gives you an idea of how deep into the British invasion we were. Sort of sounds like Davy Jones singing. This would have made a great Monkees single. Davy Jones singing one of those Michael Nesmith songs. Before that, Thelonious Monster. That was from, I think, 1986. I first heard that song. I was over at a friend's house and saw the video on MTV, which blew my mind. If you have a chance, go to YouTube and see that video. The song's called Try. It's from a record called Baby, You're Bumming Me Out in a Supreme Fashion. Those guys made a bunch of records of varying quality. That's a very good one. So what I want to do now is play this Cheech and Chong thing. It's from a 1971 record called Los Cachinos. This was a single, believe it or not. It charted up at number 15. And what's really neat is it came out several months after a different record that charted also at number 15 that I think is sort of poking fun at. And as the years go by, you don't really get where these comedy things come from. They just seem sort of weird and funny, yet they're a direct reference to something else. Basketball Jones is this heavily orchestrated anthem about a guy who, Jones, if you're not up on your hipster language, is an addiction, and he's got a Jones for basketball. He can't stop playing basketball. But what it was based on is this record by The Brighter Side of Darkness, a singing group out of Chicago led by a 12-year-old kid named Daryl Lamont, who also had an addiction to love. So first, we'll play Cheech and Chong with Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones, I got a Basketball Jones. Got a Basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a Basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him go. And not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders,
what's happening, baby? Did you miss me over the weekend? If you did, I'm sorry. But now that I'm here, I don't want to bore you with a long, irrelevant conversation. But you see, darling, I think it's about time for me to get real serious about you. Because if someone was to rip me off of you, I couldn't account for my actions afterwards. And the way I feel, knowing that you should have been mine all the time. What is a love, Jones? Shucks, darling. It's when you love someone very, very much and you just can't seem to get yourself together. Like last Friday in class, when Mr. Russell was giving us the test, I was sitting up staring at you and daydreaming. I know I failed, a test paper with nothing but my name on it? I guess anybody can have a love, Jones. It's just love. But truly, the way I feel about you, that's a love job.
That's the brighter side of darkness, singing about love in the ghetto and not being responsible for your actions. And I have my cousin Mary to thank for giving me that record and pretty much changing my life. Man, just when you think you've heard every song you can, you run into one that just changes everything. And on that note, this is a great time to hear from our sponsor. More Lost Time is brought to you by Modern Age Brownies, which you may know are not yet available in stores, and I wish I could report that the company is closer to getting there. But sometimes it's hard to get things done for others until you take care of yourself. And that's what I think is happening across town at the New Generation Baking Company here in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. I have a feeling those guys are taking a great deal of me time. Now, me time is not lost time. It's when somebody kind of recharges their batteries and sort of recalibrates their needle against the speedometer of life. And it's easy to do over there at New Generation, where they have a really nice couch and a big screen TV. I've been over to that converted garage once or twice, and I can vouch for the fact that the naps come easy. There's a huge DVD collection, and they seem to get just about every magazine there is. Time just slips away. So as much as everyone can't wait to taste a modern age brownie, you'll have to give these guys their due. They're delicious, they're nutritious, they're surreptitious. Modern age brownies, just you wait and see. Okay, it was in 1987 that U2 said that Charles Manson had stolen this one from the Beatles and they were stealing it back, which they did. And then it was on this record that it was stolen back again from U2 by Husker Du.
Yeah. I pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool. Oh, 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 I pity the fool. You know, I pity the fool. Who falls in love with you expects for you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. Oh, I pity the fool. My, pity the fool. Oh, 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 I pity the fool. You know, pity the fool. Cause she'll break your heart one day, and then she'll laugh and walk away. Oh, I pity the fool. I want you to look at the people. I know you wonder what they're doing. They're just standing there, standing there watching you make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. Oh, oh, I pity the fool. Baby, baby, you know I pity the fool. La, 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 la.
It just seems so hard to believe that Stevie Wonder's 1967 record, I Was Made to Love Her, could ever go out of print. But it is out of print, which makes track 10, I Pity the Fool, a rare record. But there it is, played off of my LP. If you want that song, maybe you can download it from iTunes or something, I don't know. Otherwise, you could order a CD import from Japan from Amazon for about $40. Which just seems strange. I don't know. Which about brings us to the end of things. Except for one more. This is from an old cassette. It's Black Francis.
Goodbye. No, 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 no. Drive my car into the ocean. You think I'm dead, but I sail away on a wave of mutilation. A wave of mutilation. Wave of mutilation. Wave. I kiss mermaids, roll the onion, walk the sand with thy crustaceans. Could find my way to Mariana.
mutilation.
Recorded in a hotel room into the tape recorder of a journalist. And then the cassette was copied and copied and copied until I was lucky enough to get one of them. That's Black Francis performing Wave of Mutilation on an acoustic guitar. Our program was produced this week by Rick O'Shea and written by Oscar nominee. If there's something you want to hear, you should email us, morelosttime@gmail.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter. During the day, we sometimes let you know what we're listening to in the office. If you're a music fan on Facebook, consider joining the group Dan Paquette's Music Obsession by adding the group as a friend. And if you like the music played here but also like current rock, read the Clicky Clicky music blog by Googling the phrase Clicky Clicky. This podcast is part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the Internet for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250 radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the show, and this has been the sound of More Lost Time.